Right. Last week on Hidden History, we talked about a ghost, inverted commas, that was scaring people around Bendigo about 1898 or thereabouts. Never really found out who it was. But this week, we're still going to continue on in the vein, but a more realistic approach, this time from a politician, W.D.C. Denevan, who wrote a book about it. And to join us, it's Charles Fay, our history guru on Hidden History. Morning to you, Charles.
Good morning, Mark.
So, is this a strange thing, like a politician writing a book about spiritualism?
Well, no, because he was joined by one of Australia's most famous politicians, Alfred Deakin.
Oh, yeah, we talked about Alfred at some stage, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, we did, yeah. Yeah, so, spiritualism was quite popular in Victoria, you know, from the 1860s through, I suppose, the 1870s into the 1880s. And, I think it's a bit... I mean, you can make fun of it, but I think in many respects, people like Denevan and Deakin were, in a sense, dissatisfied with traditional religion. You know, in Victoria in the 1870s, there was a lot of sectarian differences between the churches. And I think in some senses, spiritualism was a way of finding a religion that didn't have the guilt associated with Christianity. It allowed people to believe that, you know, the people you loved didn't necessarily go to hell, but lived on after death. So you know, I think it's an attempt to sort of find a new religion, and Denevan was in that, I think.
Yeah. So W.D.C. Denevan, politician, tell us a little about him.
Well, he was born in Edinburgh. His father was a shipbroker. He came out to Australia in 18... He wanted to be a Presbyterian minister at first, but his health gave away. So he came out to Australia, and he was very prominent in the early protests against the licence fee. He led the licence fee protests in Bendigo, and indeed he was on his way to Ballarat when the Eureka Rebellion broke out. There was a sort of rather nasty side of his sort of political action, I suppose. He was initially very anti-Chinese and wanted the Chinese removed from the goldfields, but to his credit, he later came round to accepting that, you know, a payment for the Chinese to get to Australia was head tax on them was unfair. He tried to stand for Parliament in the early 1860s, but in those days there wasn't any payment of members, and he found it very difficult to sort of serve in Parliament. Mm. So then he became a gold buyer and a stockbroker, and during the 1870s, and the boom of the 1870s made a huge amount of money, but he lost it all.
I know a few people like that. As long as I don't look in the mirror. Yeah.
Carry on, Charles, sorry.
There was an unfair sort of book written during the boom of the 1870s where it suggested that although Denevan was a spiritualist, during the rush to be rich, he lost a lot of his spiritualism. It was replaced by the love of money. Anyway, that's a bit unfair, I think.
Yeah, probably just a wee bit.
Pretty common, though. So what does spiritualism mean? Does it mean having conversations with dead people, or is it just a belief in an afterlife?
Well, I think it's a belief in an afterlife, and one way of, I suppose, manifesting that is to try and contact people who have died. So I suppose, you know, it's famous for the seance with the Ouija board and the planchette, which the spirit writes, and so people can make contact with their dearly departed.
Oh, okay. Interesting stuff indeed. And mate, just before you leave us quickly, so the book Evidences of Spiritualism, Lectures and Records, published locally in 1882, and I guess you could still find out a bit about that online if you wanted to look up more about it.
Yeah, I mean, the book's got the greatest title ever. It's
called very snappy.
Evidences of Spiritualism, Lectures, Addresses and Records of Spiritual Phenomena, cull from the writings of eminent authors, mediums, magazines and newspapers, connected with the great spiritual movement of my time, with copious memoranda of my own investigations and experiences.
I know journalists who write intro parts that longer.
Hey, Charles, fascinating bloke, fascinating topic too, and we thank you for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Okey-doke,
then.
See you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History. By the way, just going back to, they said that Denovan's father was a ship broker. It was a ship, not that he wasn't a very good broker. That's all. Just wanted to clarify that.